crossfade. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jack.
It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 213.
It is the last day that you can get our stickers.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're listening and it's 2019, sorry, too late.
Yeah, you've left it too late. But if you can hear the sound, the music, it's because we're doing it late today, and after about, 4 o'clock, the
pole dancers
next door start.
The aerialists, the gymnastic girls, they come in and they work out.
Uh-huh.
that's all I'll say. But they create a bit of noise, so rightfully so. They're leasing the building we're in.
Can you actually could guys go to pole dancing classes?
Oh, I think, yeah, 100%. I don't see why they couldn't. But I feel like I would be pointed at like I'm some weasel and I'm there to be a creep.
Bit of a pervert.
And I'm not a creep. I'm definitely not a creep. I'm a married man with a son and a respectful human.
I've always... Yeah, yeah.
Really just digging deep at the end.
Yeah, it's great. And a human. I'm a bloody human.
I'm human. But I think, yeah, I think you'd be seen as a bit of a weasel if you're sort of... No, actually, in fairness, my wife goes to hip-hop classes and there's nothing sort of... I've been to hip-hop classes. But she did say that there's this dude there who's super lovely, but he's really muscular. And so he's there like every week and he's this buff dude who like... break it like, and he's not unbelievable, so he's just like, he's a beginner,
yeah,
and he's just
he's
like,
he's got swagger.
But I've just got this mental image of this guy who's just like a bodybuilder but also wants to, you know, have a bit of swag about his dancing, and then goes there and he's like loving it. He's like, hey guys.
Do you think your vibe gives people the wrong idea of what you like?
Well, it was exactly what Greg and Amira,
yeah,
they were on our show, comedian Greg, what's his surname?
Brent.
Greg Brent.
Yeah.
Yeah, stand-up comedian. And we'd never met them before. You'd never met them, but you were fans of them and mm-hmm. spoken to them online. And he said about me, he said, he's definitely like the cool one. So he had like an impression of who I was before. And so I tend to agree, but what I'm happy with it. I tend to think that people might get the wrong impression, but I'm happy that I'll deliver on something else because I know I'm not an arsehole.
Yeah.
And I'm not too cool. I might be cool.
But do you think that you use the I'm married and I have a kid thing shtick to try and play against that sort of playboy vibe that you give off?
Yeah, but you are a reflection of your actions. And I feel like that is something that I am a father, which I see it as a way to sort of break down a lot of stereotypes and a lot of mm-hmm. thoughts, because it takes a certain type of person to be a good dad. And I feel like
there's a difference though, isn't there? Like what you just said, like a father and a good dad. So that there's, you make a point to say I'm a good dad, which means that you don't fuck around.
Yeah, but I think I'm married. I have I have a wife and kids. Yeah. I think that already it says a lot. There's some trust. It's like me thinking that a woman walking their dog, I feel like I can trust them. They have to look after this little rodent with four legs. And there's a trusting quality about someone who walks a dog. I feel like there can be, and it's usually delivered by me. So it's not like someone's referring to me as like, oh, he's a dad. It's like, no, I'm a dad. It's something I pride myself in being a father and a husband, among other things. But I feel like I definitely have, and I will say, used it in the way that you're saying
mm-hmm.
to potentially pull back. What do you think it is? Why do you think people can judge me if they haven't met me?
I don't know. Like, I think it's just because you're a good-looking rooster and you've got a certain sort of swagger about you. I've joked that you being married with a kid is a big neg.
we've talked about that for years.
Yeah, it's we wanted to create a feature film called The Big Neg, which is this playboy guy who realizes that if he gets married, all the girls will want him. And so it's called
something else.
The Big Neg, coming to cinemas, and it's like, meet Tommy. So, you know, Tommy wants all the ladies, and then he discovers, oh, mate, you know what you need to do? Just get a missus. Then it plays like an AC/DC track. Yeah. She shook me all night long.
The film is my whole life. It's like it leads up to something at the end. But I think the twist in the narrative is if
you
I
enjoy the neg and you
I enjoy
actually,
the neg. No, so this is not my life. I got married because I wanted to.
It wasn't.
And I love
neg.
My wife, and I yeah, definitely. I've come from being different. I think there's a mindset to being single, and I was definitely in it for a long time. Yeah. And getting out of it is a shift in behavior. It's a shift in beliefs and thinking and feeling. Mm-hmm. And so if you're single, you might not understand it, and I might be completely wrong. But for me, it was definitely like coming out of it. It's like even just like, you know, going out on a Saturday night as a single bloke thinking I could pick up
mm-hmm.
versus that not being a thing and that not even – I don't even want that.
But the
and
interesting
so,
thing is there are – like you've talked to me about like sleaze bags that you've seen who have done the whole like removing of the wedding ring on a night out at like a Bucks party.
Yeah, it's
like
so
that's
great.
It's so like unaligned or whatever you want to – misaligned with
– out of alignment.
With his reality.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of thinking behind pulling,
and it goes against
your ring
the big
off.
Neg. He should keep the ring on if he's part of that narrative.
Yeah,
but
no, there definitely is. So single mindset, and so where was I going with that?
I think you were just saying you're a good bloke and you're a father. you're a good dad and a good husband.
Yeah. Amongst other things, am I?
Yeah, no, I think you are. And if you say it enough, you are.
But I think if you say you say I'm good looking, but I think people. So you think people's view are less intimidating, so there would be less judgment or less judgment towards the person, or feeling threatened towards the person that isn't good looking, or whatever they classify as not good looking.
Yeah, I think that like you have dark features. Maybe it's because I don't have that, but like I see as the dark features as sort of. You've got like a bit of a playboy.
I'm handsome. Is that what you're saying, big boy?
You're a bit handsome. You've got nice dark features.
I love
you're
your dad.
You've just got real nice eyebrows.
You've got lovely skin.
You got quality hair. That's one thing. That's why you could do TV, because of your hair.
It was my hair.
I don't think I could ever do broadcast in a traditional way.
Mate,
because
Trump. He was on. I mean, he had a few things.
Maybe one.
He was a billionaire before he went on TV, but he did that. Bert Newton.
Okay, sure.
Should see that bloke's hair.
Yeah.
The one thing about hair, I will say, and I mean, do you think I'm vain?
I don't know. What are you about to say?
I think I've been a lot more vain in my life, and I think
since you can becoming a.
A great dad.
A great dad and a great husband.
This is name of the episode, Tommy's a great dad.
I like
and
then, it.
And husband. Become less vain as I've got older because I care less about what people think,
yeah.
Which I think is a good thing. If you could channel that when you're younger, it probably will serve you really well. Mm-hmm. I'm 30 now. But I have thought and I did catch up with one of my best mates, Matt Barr, who lives down
the coast.
Did
you say his last name?
Say whatever. Listen to the podcast, Matt, and then I'll be very.
Can you not say anything defamatory? Because I to give a
There's
little bit of insight.
There's nothing defamatory.
You said a last name.
Yeah.
This week
we got a cease and desist,
which took me 45 minutes to then re-upload the episode. So let's avoid last names.
We were, but anyway, a good mate of mine. We used to live together. He lives down the coast now, so I went down, visited him, and dropped into his place. Haven't seen him in a little while, and I just noticed that he's got some greys coming through.
Yeah.
And I'm going grey, and I see a few greys in your hair, and I look around
it
and
is
all
a
my
bit
mates
defamatory ways.
And no.
He's old.
But I look around and a lot of my mates, my brother's nearly fully grey. Yeah.
Going grey.
My other brother's going bald.
Yeah.
But it's just a sign of the of aging.
Why do people care? I don't know. I would much prefer to go grey than go bald.
Yeah, if I had to have one or the other. Of course, you can dye your hair. You can't
no,
put your hair
back on.
No, but
would you even dye
your hair?
If no, I would love.
But if that was the thing that you were that worried about, you can't stick hair back in your head without people calling you on it.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan talks about it. He's got a
full... Has he got plugs?
No, when he was young, he had the full... Maybe it is plugs. He's got a full scar around the back of his skull where he had something put... it looks like a smiley face. He had something put on, but he's talked about it when he was trying to keep his hair. But, so I'm going grey and they're getting more and I kind of... I don't have a complex of it, but I've definitely, it's been on my mind a lot more.
You're right.
You know those when you almost burp, but it just it almost comes up as a...
Yeah, I get it. You'll hear some drilling in the background. We, big media company is in a building.
We're expanding.
Not only a, I was going to say stripper, what is it called? A pole dancing training facility.
Yeah.
But there's also Backwards Gallery and they're putting up some new art, I think. That's what the drilling is.
So I'm kind of in that... place where it's a new thing, so it's very present on my mind, and I am seeing. And at my 30th, you weren't there, but I did
I was traveling. It wasn't that. Yeah, I was invited.
It was the gag that I said. It's like, you know, getting older. I said something around my grey hairs. It's not a problem, but I did spend some time before coming tonight plucking some of them out.
You shouldn't like. I see. This is where we're different. It shows you about gratitude. There's no fucking way I'm pulling out a grey hair because it means I've at least got some hair. If I pull out grey hairs,
you can have my bamboo greys. They're fucking as thick as a bamboo stick.
Nah, I got one grey hair and Brie called me George Clooney. I think she was
Silver Fox.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think you you don't see yourself like others see you. And
are you talking about me specifically or everyone?
I'm talking about humans. I don't like I'll give you an example of a time where I didn't have a clue that this was my reality. Mm-hmm. And Amy said to me, she pointed out that she mentioned something about a receding hairline. And it was like I had had the world come down on me. I was like, what do you fucking mean? I was looking in the mirror and I was like, my hair is really far back. And then I started I couldn't stop thinking about it. But I was like, I never even fucking realised my hairline went this far back.
Is yours isn't as far back as mine though.
No, it is not. But I'd never just, for some reason, seen my hair as being far back on my head.
But you were saying yours is far back, but mine's...
Oh, yours is real far back. Yeah, mate. You have your realisation.
Yeah, but no. But it's like the equivalent of someone who's... like who says to their fat friend that they're fat, but they're skinnier than the fat friend.
Are you admitting that you don't, your forehead's not?
No, but I just feel like you can't complain to a guy who's got more of a hairline issue.
I know, but what I can say is it's a silly thought, but it was a moment where I've gone, hang on, fuck. And then for some reason, my perspective on my hairline had shifted from thinking, not even having it in my head, and where my wife plants a seed, where she was not being nasty at all. She said something and I didn't even know that I could feel this way about something so stupid.
A bit insecure.
Yeah, I did. And I was like, fuck. And I was like looking in the mirror, like catching myself like, what the fuck? Is that going back further? And I've watched it and I've looked at photos from years ago to see if it was... You know, less far. I don't think it's moved that much.
No.
So I could be safe here, guys.
I was told by a hairdresser when I was 15, she said, is your dad bald? And I said, yes.
That's a warning sign.
And she said, have all of the wacky hairstyles while you can. Which is sort of a mean thing to say.
That is.
Fucking lady at Endeavour Hills shops cutting my hair.
That is full on. Because you know what it's coming with is dad bald. Have you got baldness in your family? Yeah. You know what's next.
Assholes.
But your dad looks quite good bald.
Yeah, he does. I don't know how I would go. I tried. We'll post it on the Instagram account. There is a shot where after one of my big filming projects where I was away for 3 months, I shaved my head.
Yeah, never again. That looked ridiculous.
Bad, it's because what was I even trying to do?
What was I thinking? If I can show this Endeavour Hills woman.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'll go bald.
Well, no, I think it was just it got really long and it was probably something to do with my anxiety of going to the hairdresser. I'm like, this means I don't have to see anyone.
Oh, DIY job.
DIY job, so I don't have to worry about speaking to them.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Have you... I mean, I'm, like you said, it's a bit rich me who isn't losing my hair, and I've got a solid head of hair, but I've got issues.
Other issues.
Being a great dad. No, but how do you actually feel? Like, if you're the one who's had the experience of being said to wear, you know, use your last hairstyles, they won't last forever.
So what do you say? What's
how
my
do you
process?
Actually feel about that? Is it something you've thought of?
Oh, well, I don't want to hold on to it any longer than it needs to. Mm. So as soon as I, and that might be, mean pulling the trigger earlier than I have to. Mm. So shaving it completely. But it gets to a point, I think, where it's a good age where it's like it naturally feels right to shave it anyway, yeah. Maybe. I just don't know how. I wonder if like I've had, I get like a little bit of head acne. And so I'm worried it's going to like, well, if I shave, well, that, I'm just fucking squeezing a pimple now. Isn't that fucking gross?
That's disgusting. I think it's because you've got
I've gone hair. So good I can do it with one finger. Just fucking push at it. But no, I've got like, I don't really get acne anywhere, but on my head. Anyway, that's probably another story.
So the ball. I think if you're holding on for dear life, get rid of it. I think there is nothing wrong with.
Did you just say not to shave my head ever again?
Yeah, for the moment. But if you're holding on for dear life, you got a few strands and you're combing it back, just get rid of it. Yeah. I support that. But right now, while you actually, your hair's been looking on fleek, I will give you that. It's been looking good, except for today. I think shit house today, but.
It's been shit all week. Maybe it's UV. Maybe people have suggestions. I'm thinking like if I just get a bit of UV on it, it might sort of clear up. Maybe I could get one of those like clinical what are those heat things that were banned called?
A solarium.
Solarium. I'm probably up for getting a solarium go ahead on my head.
There is solariums. I'll give you a story about a solarium. This was probably.
Solariums are banned in our state for people not playing in the state of Victoria.
Are they not banned in Australia?
I think it's a state law.
Okay. Well, if it's state law, it should fucking be all over the world law. Unless you've got...
It's a big call to try and get across the board. Isn't it like a whole...
Well, let's
like
just look after our country
first. The UN
is... Australia. It was pretty loose in some parts of the world. So they probably should...
There's
do
other
something
shit.
To some other rules that they've got.
Like that whole gun thing maybe.
I mean, that might be a bit more of an issue than the solariums. But solariums, so if you have a condition like some sort of immune deficiency, there are some benefits.
Eczemas and shit, I think like eczema maybe.
Well, yeah, you need that sunlight and it can help a lot with some illnesses. But for all the vain people that were just hitting the gym, hitting the solly, we used to call it the solly. Do you want to go to the solly?
You're actually a bit of a fucking loser, right?
I know. This is why I have to say solly. I'm such a great dad and a husband. Paint a different picture. So in Gardenvale, this was an interesting business model back in the day. There was self-serve sollies. And so what you'd walk in is there would be a code.
Did they smell?
Well, they smelt like the cleaning agent and...
Like bleach.
No, not that bad.
It's like
this is the fucked up thing. A self-serve is clean it before you go on, clean it after you've been on. And then you have to think that someone else has been on there.
Can I just quickly...
Nude.
Before you say this, can I say, talking about cleaning things, Brie does F45, doesn't bring a towel. Guy gives her a towel. She gets charged $10 for a little fucking towel.
It's ridiculous.
Outrageous.
Anyway. F45.
Go fuck yourself.
The Garden Vale self-serve solly.
Did they call it a solly or just you?
Well, solly solarium. No, we called it the solly.
Okay.
It was called the solarium. Anyway, the way it worked is you would have there's like a machine, looks like a sort of dispensary on the wall. You'd put in $5 or $4 and it'd spit out this little token. The token was just a coin that you'd then go into the private little rooms and you'd drop the coin into this machine.
Sounds
and it would turn on the solarium. So if you put two coins in, it'd give you like a double, you know, double time, and one coin's 8 minutes. And then you'd jump in. They'd have little glasses, you'd clean the area.
It's and fucking gross.
We did this. Here's the thing though. We worked out that if you just used a 10-cent coin, you could bypass the machine where you actually needed to put in money to get out the coin and just use a 10-cent coin as the coin that they dispense. And so we used to just get free Solarians. But it's a weird thing. So like, it's so weird looking back. I went with this guy named Ange Gilardi. And I say his name because he's the stronger.
Can you stop saying people's last name?
I can't. But he's got a profile. He's the,
yeah, that's a reason not best, to say it.
No. Like a social profile. He's one. Go he on. Is the strongest bench presser in Australia.
Okay. And he hasn't done anything wrong.
He's got a tattoo called Mr. Bench. Okay. He's done nothing wrong. He's broken many a world records with bench
and no
press.
Rules in regard. He wasn't doing the 10-cent thing.
No, he wasn't doing the 10-cent thing. But me and him went and had a solly. It was just like a thing.
Wait, together?
We trained. Not in the same one, you freak.
What, like doing it together, what's the fucking point?
Well, we're just like, I think he drove me there and we trained at the gym. Okay. We'd done some exercise and we're like, you want to go get a solly?
Okay.
But it's like saying that, it seems like such a weird thing to have done.
Yeah.
Fuck solarium.
Sounds like dogging.
Well, it had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, okay.
Of all that right. nature.
Okay, that's good.
It was just a couple of blokes having a solly.
Having a solly. No, it sounds a soggy solly, as they call them.
Hey, we got an email. It was on Reddit.
Yeah.
Our Reddit that is just flying.
It was fucking BK. Can I quickly say, but BK did a Reddit post on our Reddit saying Reddit experiment failed? Question mark. Yeah. Have I already told this story on the podcast?
You've told it, but it's fired the boys up.
Yeah, but I had someone think that was me posting it, and I'd announced on Reddit that the whole thing had failed, which is not what happened. Anyway.
No, that's interesting. So, I mean, there's been developments. The boys are fired up to post.
Yeah.
And so
you and I are the boys. The boys. I'll be the boys.
You were so
I've never
so
been
foreign.
One of the boys.
It's so
foreign.
Can
I be one of the boys?
You can be one of the boys.
Okay. yeah, what were we doing?
So we got someone else post. And to be honest, I was surprised that other people can post within our subreddit, which is great.
So far, but
like, this mate, is you want to be one of the boys? Support me,
okay? But you understand that, like, how?
No, I get it. I
people,
get it. But
how do you think I was getting content from people on Reddit?
Well,
you thought they were just commenting on our stuff.
Well, this is the same thing. That person who thought you wrote it. Yeah. It's like, why would they think anyone else wrote it? It's all Reddit.
Yeah.
And so, I am an admin of it. So then I can create posts.
Everyone can create posts. Yes. And you
imagine if we do something bad.
Yeah.
That's it. We're in trouble. The people have spoken.
The big neg. Tommy's a bad dad. Just you like dropping Bodie or something.
BK, don't fucking start shit again.
Yeah.
But we got one that said that we've made it into the top 10 podcasts in the Tesla.
Why do you say Tesla like that?
Tesla. In the Tesla car.
Yeah.
I say it because I've never actually gone in a Tesla that's driven. I've sat in one, but I've never been in one. But we've made it into the top 10, which is pretty fucking cool. I don't even know what it is, but I'll take it.
So someone said on Reddit they hadn't even listened to our podcast previously. They found us through that. Mm. The thing is, I celebrated quickly. I posted it on our Instagram.
Yeah.
But then I got a bit nervous because I was like, maybe it was a mistake. Maybe what they did was that it was one of their favorites. At the time, I didn't know that they had said they'd never heard us before.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe what's happened is it's like the recommendation engine. You know, like algorithms are pretty good now. You've listened to it before. He's thought, oh, like his personal page is showing. He thinks it's the top, you know, 10 within Australia, but it's actually just his library or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had that instant panic of celebrating and then worrying that someone's going to point out that, oh, no, you guys have fucked it. Like you actually aren't in the top 10.
Yeah. But it wasn't?
Well, I think it's okay. But it reminded me of a mate of mine who had celebrated a $500,000 sale within the business. He's like a sales dude. $500,000, huge for the business, biggest thing. Told everyone, got the fucking calculations wrong. He meant 50 grand.
Oh, it's and so different to 500 grand.
And so they were like, fuck. And the team were trying to be really good by celebrating him really hard about this is huge, like $500,000. $500,000. It's the $500,000 man coming in.
Oh, no.
Imagine being the $500,000 man to then have to say, guys, I fucked it. I meant 50 grand.
We don't want to defame him, but what kind of a industry is this in?
I feel
it would give it away.
He would give it away.
Well, I think I mean, if it was, I could guess.
Fast moving consumer goods.
Okay. No, that brings it down a few. Yeah. But I mean, to land a $500,000 sale, like, was he even thinking, what the fuck? How have I done this?
Yeah. So it's like a, I don't know how to describe it.
So it's not a unicorn. It is doable.
They'd never had anything like it before. The most they'd done would have been maybe $80,000.
Okay.
So $500,000 is huge.
Oh, wow.
And how would you feel? And so that was what I was worried about, was celebrating and then having BK, who hasn't BK got a Tesla?
Yeah, I think he's got a Tesla. Bro, can I have a ride in it? I've never been in one. Yeah,
BK's getting a lot of love today. Just trolls us on Reddit and we...
and gets a lot of shout outs.
Yeah, that's where we're... what do we say? We're promoting bad behavior, but that's okay.
But I'm a good dad.
Yeah, good dad, good dad. But no, but BK, I remember, I thought you'd mentioned that BK had a Tesla or something. So I was slight, when he said, don't know what this is about or something.
He's
in the Reddit
got
thing,
one.
I was like he, if anyone's going to be in the know, it'll be BK. But the Redditor did point out, no, it's the, there was the top 10 Australian podcast, which is great. I don't know what caused it.
And if you want to deflate us that we've fucked it,
it's fine.
I've
cool
actually
with it.
So I think living in a time where I really wanted to be picked on many things, auditions, jobs and shit like that, early days I was of the mindset going for something, it kind of went well and I've thought, yeah, got this. And I was distraught on some of the early things and I just felt it because I'd just gone so far ahead of myself.
Have you announced things?
I haven't announced things, but I've told people. I did. I went for this thing and I almost got it.
What was it?
It was Getaway. It was like this American road trip.
Really?
Like traveling around
Dundas
America.
Didn't get that, did he?
He was already on the show then.
Okay.
And so this was like a...
So Getaway, for people who don't know, we had Jules Lund on the show. He's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
He was one of the stars of this TV show.
Yeah, he was a star. I wouldn't have been a star, but it would have been a great little profile booster.
How do you describe Getaway?
Getaway is a travel show hosted by a bunch of Australians going around the world showing the coolest places. Yeah. It is the job if you ever wanted to be on tele. If you said to someone, oh, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to be a presenter or I want to be on TV. What show do you want to be on? Everyone would say Getaway.
Well, it's the best of both worlds. It's travel, being in front of camera, and it was a lot of Jules Lund saying, how good does it get any better than this? That type of deal.
Classic.
And this was pre-drones and stuff as well. So they would have fucking like helicopter shots. And
Jules has traveled to so many places. But he said it was pretty lonely and
you don't have to talk it down.
Tired,
you didn't get the job.
Tiresome. But he's just ungrateful. I would have fucking loved it.
So
I went for this American event.
What did they get you to do?
So I made a video. So I wrote something and I had Jules look at it. And he's like, that's great. I filmed it. And I edited it with a mate.
Have you got the video?
Yeah, I've got the video.
Can we put it somewhere?
I could put it onto
Reddit.
Reddit.
Let's do a bit of a content.
I'll put it onto Reddit. Yeah, so Tommy's almost stint on television or something like that. Okay. I'll put it on. The Getaway. It was. I think it was a great video. It was really clever for then. I had no idea.
What
but
did you
I
do?
Feel like a different person. I told this. It was like the anti-Getaway. It was like, this is my neighbourhood of St Kilda. It's known for
That's
this.
Called postcards.
It's something like that. But it was like, it was a take on, I got the, Jules funny. Gave me the graphic for Getaway and I put it at the front. So I was like, Getaway, the classic jingle that they use.
So it was
like
parody.
It was a parody with some fun injected into it and it got me down to the final eight. And so they flew me up to Sydney and I was like, oh, mate, I fucking got this. And I was like, I got to buy some new treads. I got to buy some
new. What did you say? New what?
New treads, new wheels.
Treads?
Shoes. I'm going to buy some new wheels.
You went from treads to wheels, yeah, then to shoes. Wheels, that's a car.
Yeah, but do you want to be one of the boys?
Okay. You got a whip.
You wouldn't use whip. I didn't get new whip. I got new
whip
wheels.
Whip is a car.
Whip is a car, but you can say wheels for your shoes.
Okay.
I got some new wheels. Anyhow.
What sort of shoes were they?
Tiger. Remember that brand Tiger?
No.
I think they
were the Nike? No.
Yeah. They
Sports?
They were just like almost like a Converse, like the full leather Converse shoe, just like low cut, a bit bogan. A few kickboxers would like wearing them. Anyway, I got a new t-shirt as well. It's a nice tight one. This is back when I had no idea. But I see it as a time in my life where I felt like, looking back on me, I was a different person. But yeah. I was giving it a crack.
Yeah, before becoming a great dad.
This was post-great.
No, the pre.
This is pre-great dad.
Yeah.
And so I got in. And I remember thinking, I've got this. I got this, and I just had this mentality of, yep, I told some people I've got down to the fine. I'm going up there. It's looking good. And I just remember it wasn't fake it till you make it. It was like I thought I could really get this. And I got out of what I do in my life. I remove the doubt on a circumstance or something coming through. But what I hadn't worked out yet that I have now is what happens when you don't get something.
Yeah.
And the reaction and how far you've gone down the rabbit hole and how far you need to get out if you really go deep. And so what I've managed, and I didn't get it. I went up there, it was an amazing experience. I got this like chauffeur from the fucking airport.
What year was this?
God, this was like 2009.
Really?
So yeah, 2010 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who was I actually
this is before it, Uber, so
well before
getting
Uber.
A chauffeur had a little bit more fancy.
It's fucking rad. The dude, I'll tell you right now, I know you don't watch The Bachelor, but I took a selfie in the car. This is I had the first iPhone and I looked back at the photo.
Did you have the first iPhone really? You had the second iPhone.
Maybe the second iPhone.
Did it have a silver back or a black back?
It was the first
back?
For me.
Was it the
No, not the silver back. It was the black back.
The black back was the
but
first.
The thick, like the rounded edges.
3G.
One.
That was 3G. The first one in Australia.
Yeah. So I took a selfie with the dudes and the two guys and the girl that I was with. Took a selfie with them.
You were in
and
the
I looked
chauffeur?
At the photo.
You're
yeah.
Sorry, in
I looked. I was in the chauffeured car.
Yeah.
And I looked at the photo years later. It was the dude who was on and won the Bachelorette. He ended up being with Sam Frost.
What was his name?
I can't remember. But all it said to me was this bloke's been trying to get on reality TV for years because we were together going to try and get on this reality show. Yeah. He didn't get on that show, but he got on The Bachelorette years later and won it.
And look at you now. You're a great dad.
I'm a great dad. He's just been on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And I've got a...
You're the anti-bachelor.
I've got a big business.
You're big media company.
But it was this amazing experience. And I got the call. I remember where I was. I was at my personal training studio at the time and I answered the call and I just took the wind out of my sails.
What did they say?
We've decided to go with somebody else. Just remember, it was like, I remember her, this woman's voice. I should defame her. No.
What was her last name? Don't.
No, don't. She was a casting director.
No, I don't
she
even
was,
care.
She
no,
was
don't.
Really lovely.
Don't even.
She was really lovely.
If I have to edit this, to be clear, we never edit.
Yeah.
So and that's why
the cease and desist was to remove or to be sued.
Yeah.
It was not to be sued. We just removed. Anyway, so it took the wind out of me and I slumped into a deep, deep sadness.
For how long?
From it. Not for long, a couple of weeks. But it was a great moment to realize that putting the thought of putting your eggs all in one basket or thinking you've got something can be really dangerous. But what I've learned to do now is actually do that, think as if I've got this, there's nothing happens. But also know that if it doesn't happen, it doesn't fucking matter.
Mm.
And so I'm still getting the reward of putting myself in that space and that place of when I win and what happens
what's
and
the vulnerability
how great it will look.
It?
Yeah, but I think I've managed and I can't explain how I've done it, but I feel like I've managed to be able to think that like I've got it, but then if it doesn't come through, know that
you're okay about
there's a reason it didn't come through. And I think about that. You can always look at the story and what you tell yourself from a failure or from something that doesn't go the way you thought you wanted it to. And you can wrap, you can tell a great story around it of, I wasn't ready for that then. Mm. I would have come across like a fucking weird unit. Yeah. And
it was,
I would,
the, it was the wheels.
It was the shoes. It was the treads.
It's the treads.
Yeah. I'm a great dad.
Hi, thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email. Andre sent us an email. He wants stickers, but he also said...
What's his last name?
Not going to say. He's a big fan of the show and he's excited to watch it grow. He says, the Bogan horse races were terrible. Be glad you weren't there. It was my first time going. I got soaking wet. I didn't even see a race. I'm too short to see all over over the bald heads. I don't get horse racing either, and I work for a racing software company.
That, ooh, la la.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said that. And then we also got – so thanks for your email, Andre. We also got an email from Luke who's been listening for a while, and he just says that he loves the show. So that was very nice.
Mate, thank you.
Yeah, hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email. And for the next little bit, for the next few hours, maybe even if you send it tomorrow, we might honour it. Stickers in the subject line, hi at thedailytalkshow.com, address in the body of the email.
Yeah, and also... tell me I'm a great dad.
Yeah, please. Please do. He needs to hear it. And a good husband as well. And a great friend. Family man.
Yeah, real family man.
Real family man.
Just, yeah.
The big neg coming soon. So that is all show. Have a good one.